Unit 1. Talking about weather. Typical expressions. It's a fine day, isn't it? It's rather cold today, isn't it? It's quite hot, isn't it? What's the weather today? How's the weather today? What's the weather today? What was the weather like yesterday? What's the weather like today? What was the weather like yesterday? Do you think it'll rain today? What's the weather forecast for today? What's the weather forecast for tomorrow? What a cold day! Is the weather always like this? How do you like the weather here? What's the weather like in your hometown? Is the weather different in your country? What's it like in winter in Guangzhou? What's the temperature today? What's the highest temperature here in summer? What's the temperature outside today? It's going to rain. It looks as if it were going to snow. It's clearing up. It's shining. It's boiling today. It's blowing hard. It's windy, isn't it? It's getting warmer and warmer. Dialogue 1. It's a lovely day, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
What's the weather forecast for today?
It says it will be fine most of the time, but there will be a few clouds in the afternoon.
That's not too bad. It's the best time to go barbecue.
If only the time isn't so tight.
Dialogue 2. I wonder whether it's going to rain tomorrow.
It's safe to bring an umbrella with you when you're here.
Yes, I agree. It always rains at this time of the year.
What's the weather like in your hometown?
It's clear most of the time, but it's terribly hot.
Oh, that's too bad.
Unit 2. Seeking and offering jobs. Typical expressions. Are there any jobs for teachers? Do you want any English teacher? Are there any positions vacant in your company? Are there any vacancies in your factory? Do you have any job for a part-time? Have you got a job for an HM? I was wondering if you've any vacancies for interpreter. I'm looking for a part-time job. Do you have any vacancies? I'm looking for a job with a handsome pay. Are there any vacancies? Are you still at that work? How long did you work at that post? How much did you earn? What was your working experience? What sort of job have you in mind? Which job did you prefer? What kind of job are you thinking of? What kind of job are you looking for? I once taught in a foreign language school in Beijing. I haven't any relevant working experiences. I graduated from university a week ago. I don't quite know this job. I once did a lot of this kind of job. The job isn't suitable for you. The post has been filled. We do have a vacancy here. You're the person for the job. Is the job well paid? What's the pay like? What's the salary? Dialogue 1.
Good morning, sir. I'm looking for a part-time job. Do you have any vacancies?
We do have a vacancy here. We need a nurse.
I know the job very well. I once worked as a nurse for 5 years in a big hospital.
Really? Are you still working there?
No, I quit the job last month.
Would you tell me something about your former job? Dialogue 2. I'd like to take the job. What's the salary like?
The salary is pretty good. You can get $50 a week.
That's good.
Do you mind working overtime?
No.
I think you're the person for the job.
Thank you. Unit 3. Finding the way. Typical expressions. Is this the right way to the plaza? Do you know the way to the Friendship Hotel? Please tell me where the number 1 middle school is. Can you tell me how I can get to the railway station? Can you tell me where I can find a post office? Could you tell me where the bus station is? Excuse me, could you show me where the department store is? Excuse me, where is the nearest gas station? Excuse me, am I on the right way to the Hualien Company? Excuse me, I'm looking for a bookstore nearby. Can you tell me where it is? Where is the subway station, please? Can I take a bus? Is it far to walk? How long will it take me to get there by bus? Are there any buses to there? Go down this street and turn right at the cross. It's facing the park. It's on the other side of the street. It's right near here. Not very long. Only 3 stops from here. It's over there behind the shop. Take a left, and then you'll find it on your left. Walk 2 blocks down the street and go past the city bank. You can walk there within 5 minutes. You won't miss it. Dialogue 1. Excuse me, could you tell me where the nearest bus stop is?
Right there.
Is it on the right of that tall building?
Exactly. You can walk it for 5 minutes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2. Excuse me, am I on the right way to the railway station?
I'm afraid you just took the wrong way. It's in that direction.
Thank you. How far is it? Will it take me long?
Yes. You'd better take a bus. There are several buses to there.
Where's the bus station?
They're all on the other side of the street.
You're of great help. Unit 4. At a bank. Typical expressions. A current account, please. I want to open a current account. I'd like to open a deposit account with you. Can you tell me my balance? Do you charge for checks? Can I cash a check at your bank? How do we open a checking savings account? Please tell me the procedure for opening a savings account. My fixed deposit certificate fell due yesterday. I'd like some traveler's checks, please. I wish to cash this check. I want to change these Hong Kong dollars into renminbi. Will you change my money? Do I have to bring my ID card if I want to withdraw money? Here is my bank book. I'd like to withdraw 100 yuan. He wants to open a savings account. I wish to make a deposit. Can I withdraw my money at any time? What is the interest rate for the deposit? What's the annual interest rate for this account? It carries interest of 4.5%. It's payable within 2 months. Your deposit is exhausted. Could you tell me the current rate for Hong Kong dollars, please? What rate are you giving? What's the rate of exchange today? A deposit or current account? How did you like it? How do you wish to draw your money? Dialogue 1. Excuse me, could you tell me the current rate for dollars, please?
It's 8.54.
Could you please change these into renminbi?
Sure. How do you like your money?
In tens, please.
Here you are. Please check it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2. Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I'm studying here for a short time. I'd like to deposit my money at your bank. But the problem is, I don't know what kind of account I should open.
I see. Just take a seat. How much money do you want to deposit?
2,000 yuan. I want to get money at any time when I need it.
You'd better open a current account. Then you can withdraw your money at any time.
Thank you. I'll open a current account.
Unit 5. At the hospital. Typical expressions. Well, what is the trouble? What seems to be the trouble? What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? How long have you been like this? Did you have pains here before? Are your bowels acting properly? How long has it been this way? How are you feeling now? What's your appetite like? When did you begin feeling unwell? When did it begin? You're suffering from any allergy? I cough day and night. I don't feel like eating anything. I have a sore throat. I seem to have pain all over. I've wanted to throw up. I've had a toothache for a long time. Now open your mouth and say ah. Let me take your blood pressure. Please go and take a urine test. Let's take an x-ray. You've got an infection. I'll give you an injection first. Dialogue 1. What's the matter with you?
I'm not feeling well.
How long has it been?
For 2 days. It began yesterday morning.
How about your appetite?
I've got a bad appetite.
Did you have the same feeling before that?
No, never.
Let me have a check. Dialogue 2. It seems you've got the flu.
Does it look very serious?
No, but you must take some medicine and stay in bed for a week.
For a week? I have to go to meet my friend at the airport tomorrow morning.
You'd better not go. What's more, you need an injection right now.
Okay, doctor.
Unit 6. At the post office. Typical expressions. I want to send a letter to America. I want to send a parcel to my friend in Wuhan. I'd like to send a telegram to Guangzhou. I need to register this letter. I'd like to send this letter registered. May I send this letter by registered post? Where can I buy stamps? What's the postage on this letter to Britain? Could you tell me how much this parcel costs to Shenzhen? What are the collection times? How many collections of letters are there every day? When will the post be dispatched? Will you weigh this letter for me? It's overweight. You'll have to pay extra. How long does it take for a letter to go airmail from here to Canada? How long does it take by regular mail? Please stick the stamps on the upper right corner of the letter. Would you please tell me how to post the letter abroad? 3 stamps and 3 envelopes, please. What kind of stamps do you need? I want a pack of postcards. Dialogue 1.
What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like to post this letter to America. Would you tell me how much it would be?
Is it urgent?
No, it's ordinary mail.
$5.50. Please put the stamps on the upper right corner.
Thank you. Dialogue 2. Excuse me, where can I get the stamps?
From that window.
3 registered envelopes and 3 stamps, please.
How do you like your stamps?
1 yuan.
Here you are.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.
Unit 7. In the library. Typical expressions. I'd like to apply for a library card. Can I borrow these magazines? How long can I keep it? I'd like to borrow an English book. Can you find me a book about the history of the English language? Could you find me a book on computer science? Could you recommend me a book to read? I'd like to renew it for another week. All the catalogs are in alphabetical order by author, title, and subject. Tell me the titles. Do you know the author's name? Do you know the title of the book? You can find it in the card catalog. If you don't know the title of the book, you can look under the author's name. If you know the author only, just look it up in the author category. Please don't forget to return them by the due date. The book you want is on loan. You can come in and renew the book if you haven't finished reading it. You'll be fined if you fail to return the book in time. Your book is 2 weeks overdue. Dialogue 1. I'd like to find a book about the life of Lu Xun.
You must tell me the title.
I forgot the title.
Do you still remember the name of the author? If you remember it, you can find it under the author category.
Thank you. Let me think. Yes, I remember.
Well, you can go look for it.
Dialogue 2. Excuse me.
What?
How long can I keep it?
You can keep it 3 weeks. If you can't finish reading it within the time, you can come and renew it.
That's fine. Unit 8. At the restaurant. Typical expressions. A table for 8, please. Can I have a table by the window? We have a window table reserved for you. I made a reservation under the name of Mr. Smith. Is there any table free? Well, that table is free. Could you follow me, please? Can I see the menu first? Are you ready to order, sir? Can I take your order now? Would you like to order now? What do you recommend to us? What's the special today? Anything different today? Anything to drink? What dessert do you want? What kind of dressing would you like on your salad? How do you like your steak? Well done, rare, or medium? Medium, please. Why don't you try the shrimp today? They're quite fresh. I'll take fish today. Waiter, will you pass me some salt, please? Can I have the bill, please? Bill, please. Dialogue 1. How many of you, please?
A table for 4.
This way, please.
We'd like a table by the window.
You're lucky. We do have a table by the window. It's over there.
Good. We'll take it.
Dialogue 2. Can I take your order now?
I'd like to see the menu first.
Here you are.
What's the specialty for today?
Why don't you try the shrimp? They're quite fresh.
Sounds good. 1/2 kilo of fresh shrimps, please.
Unit 9. Shopping. Typical expressions. What can I do for you? May I help you? Can you show me that pair of shoes? Can I have a look at this shirt? Can I try it on? Have you any bigger sizes? I'm looking for a sweater for my son. Any particular color? What size do you want? What style does he want? Do you have anything cheaper? Do you like this design? The quality is excellent. This is what I want. I'm afraid we haven't anything in your size. How much are they? What's the price for it? Are these trousers on sale? I'd like to buy 3 kilos of apples. That's too much. That's too dear. I'll take it. Dialogue 1.
What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like to buy a shirt for my son.
What size?
42.
Does he want any special color?
Do you have red ones?
I'm afraid we've sold out of the red ones. We've some white and yellow ones, though.
Can you show them to me?
Yes, of course.
Dialogue 2. How much are these apples?
5 yuan a kilo.
That's too much. Do you have any cheaper ones?
No, we haven't. Look at the color. What fresh apples. They just arrived this morning.
Give me 2 kilos.
Wait a minute.
Unit 10. At a theater. Typical expressions. Are there any seats left for tonight's show? Are there any seats in the front stalls? Can I get 2 tickets for this evening? 2 tickets, please. Haven't you got anything better? All seats are sold now. Sorry, there are no more seats. We don't have any tickets left. Are these seats all right? For how many? For which night? A new play will be on at the People's Theater. My seat number is row 10, number 5. What's on Wednesday? How long will the interval be? Did you enjoy the play? Did you think the acting good? It didn't seem to have any meaning. He's the best actor I know. He's my hero. Who was the actor playing the manager? Dialogue 1. 2 tickets, please.
What kind of tickets do you want?
I'd like to sit in the front. Are there any seats in the front stalls?
I'm afraid all the seats in the stalls have sold out. How about 2 tickets in row 10?
I prefer to sit further forward, in the 9th row.
Okay, here you are.
Thank you. Dialogue 2. What did you think of the acting?
Pretty good. Who's the actress playing the teacher?
Her name is Jane. She's the best actress I've ever known.
Oh, is she your heroine?
Yes, she is. Unit 11. Travel. Typical expressions. Is this the right bus for Guilin? Does this bus go to Shenzhen? Will the bus take me to Hushan City? Will you tell me where to get off? How much is the fare? Do you know how much the fare is? From which platform does the train for Shanghai leave? At which platform does the train from Beijing arrive? How long are the tickets available? How much luggage can I take with me? How much should I pay for the overweight? How long does the ride take? How long does the flight take? Do I need to change trains? No, you needn't. It's a through train. Is there a restaurant car on the train? When does the next train for Shenzhen leave? When does the train from Guangzhou arrive? It leaves at 9:30. It's a stopping train. It's an express train. It's due in at 10 o'clock. The train was delayed due to the engine problem. What's the flight number? When can I board the plane? What is the check-in time? When does the plane take off? I'd like a first class. How do you like to fly? Economy or first class? Boarding pass, please. Dialogue 1. Excuse me, when will the train from Beijing arrive?
It's due in at 4 in the afternoon.
At which platform?
Platform 2.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Dialogue 2. I'd like 2 round-trip tickets to Harbin, please.
For when?
Next Monday.
Morning flight or evening flight?
I'd like to get there in the morning and come back in the evening.
Okay, let me have a look. Here's a flight leaving at 9 o'clock and arriving at 12. You have to change at Beijing Airport.
Any other better thing?
I'm afraid we haven't.
Well, I'll take them. Unit 12. Making a telephone call. Typical expressions. Hello, is Alice there? Yes, speaking. 875-12-432. Who's calling? May I know who's calling? This is Peter calling. May I speak to Mary? Hold on, please. A moment, please. Don't hang up, please. I'm afraid he's not in at the moment. Will you call later? Sorry, he's just stepped out. Would you wait a minute, please? Operator, what can I do for you? Your number, please. Could you get me extension 224, please? Sorry, it's busy at the moment. Please try it later. One moment, I'll get you through. Your call has gone through. Can I leave a message for him? Can I take a message? I can call again later. Please ask him to call me before 5:30 this afternoon or after 8 tomorrow morning. Does he know your number? What's your telephone number? Dialogue 1. Hello, this is Peter speaking. Could I speak to David?
I'm afraid he's not in now. Can I take a message for him?
Yes, please. Ask him to call me after 9 o'clock this evening.
Does he know your home number?
Sorry, he doesn't know. It's 556-432.
Well, I'll tell him when he comes back.
Thank you.
Not at all. Bye.
Dialogue 2. Operator, can I help you?
Could you please get me through to extension 224?
Wait a moment, please. Hello? The line is busy. Will you try it later?
Okay. I'll call again later. Thank you.
Unit 13. Sightseeing. Typical expressions. We're going to travel to Huangshan Mountain next summer. My parents are going to take a trip abroad. Have you ever visited the Forbidden Palace in Beijing? Are there any places of historic interest in this city? Where are the most famous scenic spots here? Are there any nice places to see in this part of the country? Can you tell me if there are any famous mountains and great rivers in your country? What's your country famous for? Would you recommend some scenic spots to see here? We've got some of the most beautiful things in the world. I'd like to look around the city. Can you tell us something about the history of the temple? I'd like to go and see the sights of the countryside. I'd like to join a group tour. We'd like a self-service tour. Nanjing is the former capital of the Six Dynasties. I'd like to buy some souvenirs. It's such an exciting place. That's the famous cave once visited by three famous poets, so it has got the name the Three Visitors' Cave. What a beautiful scene it is. How long are you going to stay at the beach? I'd like to make a day of it. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me, sir. I'm a stranger in this city. Could you tell me anything good to see?
Yes, we've got some of the most beautiful things in the world.
Would you recommend some to me?
There's a cave on the bank of the river. Since it was once visited by three famous poets in the past, it has got the name the Three Visitors' Cave.
How can I get there?
You can take number 31 bus and get off at the stop named after the cave. Or you can take any minibus directed there.
How much is the fare?
If you take the bus, it's 2 yuan. If you take the minibus, it'll be 5 yuan.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Dialogue 2. I'm going to take a trip to Thailand.
Terrific. When?
Today, next month.
How long are you going to stay there?
I'm going to spend 2 weeks for sightseeing. Then go to the beach and make a day of it.
Will you break up your trip in Hong Kong for a while?
Yes, of course I will. I'll stop in Hong Kong for 2 nights and buy some clothes there.
Have a nice time.
Unit 14. On the campus. Typical expressions. What's your major? What are you majoring in? What field do you major in? I'm majoring in economics. My major is economics. I specialize in English. What are you going to study? What courses are you going to take? What did you specialize in? How long will the course last? How long have you studied at this university? Are you interested in your courses? Do you need to take any entry examinations? Do you have midterm exams? I've got 3 term papers to write this term. I'm going to attend the lectures offered by Professor Chen. I expect to take the course in American literature. Can you tell me how to pronounce this word? What intonation should I use if I want to inquire of somebody? Where's the stress on this word? Please pay attention to the pronunciations in your presentation. Listen to me carefully. Be quiet, please. Time's up. You're free. You're dismissed. Dialogue 1. What courses are you going to take this year?
I expect to take American Literature and Applied Linguistics.
Me too. I heard that Professor Smith's lectures are very exciting. I'm looking forward to attending.
Yes, it's true. Some of my friends took his courses last year, and they said it was wonderful sitting in his classes.
So it's the right decision.
Yes, definitely.
Dialogue 2. How long have you studied here?
For 2 years. I'm in grade 3.
Are you majoring in English?
No, in computer science, but I like English very much, and I want to improve my oral English. So I often go to the English corner and find chances to talk with foreign teachers and students there.
You're right. English is very useful now, especially in the field of computer science.
Yes, it's true.
Unit 15. Making an appointment. Typical expressions. Are you free this evening? Will you be free Sunday morning? Will it be convenient to see you at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon? Would you like to go dancing with me on Saturday evening? I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Wang. I want to make an appointment with the manager at 5. Will you make an appointment with my dentist? Have you made an appointment with him? I have an appointment with him this afternoon. I wonder if I could invite you to dinner today. Sorry, all the appointments are filled. I'm terribly sorry. I can't accept your invitation. Sorry, I'm afraid I'm not free at that moment. Sorry, I won't be free this evening. I'd love to go, but I have to finish my paper. I've already had a dinner appointment with my girlfriend. Oh, I can't make it. I hope I can make it. Yes, of course. With my pleasure. That's fine with me. I'll go. I'll accept your invitation. Sure. I'll be expecting you. Fine. I'm looking forward to seeing you. See you then. Dialogue 1. Excuse me, madam. I have an appointment with Dr. Liu.
Take a seat, please. What's the time of your appointment?
At 4:00 this afternoon.
Is your name Zhang Lin?
Yes, that's right.
Will you wait a moment? He's at a meeting. I'm sure he'll come out soon.
Thank you. Dialogue 2. Could you make an appointment with Dr. Wilson for me?
I'm afraid all the appointments are filled.
Oh, I've something urgent. I'm going to China next week, and I want to have an injection before going.
I see. Let me have a look at the timetable of the other doctors. Yes. How about Dr. Bush? She's free on Friday afternoon from 4 to 4:30.
That's fine. Thank you. I'll be here at 4:00.
See you then.
Thank you. See you.